And a very good evening to you. This is the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News for today, Sunday, the 23rd day of June 2024. I am Gredston Seeley. Details coming your way in seconds. Researcher and behavioral specialist Professor Duane Devenish believes adequate conflict resolution strategies are needed to deal with the gun violence that has gripped the nation in recent weeks. In his reaction to the spate of gun violence, Professor Devenish tells Starcom Network News, a number of young people involved in crimes come from environments where violence is common. He says the time has come for Barbadians to address the heart of the problem.
Let's be honest. At the heart of this is an environment that a lot of these young men are coming out of that is rife with violence. A lot of these young men are seeing and experiencing violence in the homes, in their communities, and even in the schools. And the sad thing about it is that these young men are not properly equipped with effective conflict resolution skills and techniques. I think we have to get to the root of changing the very environment that these young people are coming out of.
He believes conflict resolution as a subject in the education system can treat to the issue of violence in society.
We also have to tackle in the schools by investing in effective conflict resolution programs embedded in the curricula from as early as primary right up to tertiary. A lot of these young men do not have positive role models or mentors in their homes, in their communities, and at the schools.
That's researcher and behavioral specialist Professor Duane Devenish. Government is moving to broaden one of its conflict resolution programs in order to adequately provide support for communities across the country. Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane, stated this on the sidelines of National Peace Program's Elevate the Peace Community Pop-Up and Cook-Off Challenge at Wharton Christchurch yesterday.
One of the programs that we have, the Direct Intervention Program, we work with an NGO called Inspire Leadership Solutions. They have trained mediators. What the Barbados Police Service has done is provided us the homicides and suspects for the last 5 years. And what that group does on a full-time basis is to go and find out who has war with who and who got beef with who. I could tell you that there have been a number of successful cases in that where he brought guys that were warring together at the barbecue grill. That is the pinnacle of the program. The whole idea is to scale that up. Because at times you feel like you're playing whack-a-mole, where you solve two or three issues over there, five and six popping up in another part. So my thing is we need to scale up what we are doing. And if there's any reflecting and reviewing that I think that needs to be done at the level where I operate is really how do we scale up what we are doing to ensure that we have universal coverage of the issues.
That's Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital says they are dealing with another surge of patients presenting themselves at the Accident and Emergency Department with medical issues that are non-life-threatening. This was revealed by communication specialist Shane Seeley, who stated the department's medical teams are working to attend to patients, but again appeals to residents to seek treatment at alternative locations.
The Accident and Emergency Department has been experiencing a significant increase in the number of patients presenting for treatment with various medical complaints. As the AED medical team works to manage this surge in attendance, we want to remind the public about the other options for medical assessment and treatment to avoid any extended wait in the department, especially if your case is not urgent. Our medical personnel will be available to give an initial assessment and provide advice on your next course of action for treatment. Patients can also seek treatment at the 24-hour clinic at Winston Scott Polyclinic at Gemmets Lane, St. Michael, or contact your private medical physician for advice on your condition.
That's communication specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley. And finally, Trinidad and Tobago was last night rocked by a magnitude 6.2 earthquake. The quake, which occurred at 11:58 p.m. on Saturday, was centered 97 kilometers northwest of Port of Spain. According to the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center, this earthquake occurred at a relatively shallow depth of 47 kilometers and was also located equidistant away from Carúpano, Venezuela. While there have been no reports of damage or injuries at this time, localized power outages have been reported across northwestern Trinidad, including Trinidad's North Coast, Glencoe, Santa Cruz, and Goodwood. Light to moderate shaking was reported across Trinidad and Tobago, lasting approximately 30 seconds. The earthquake was reportedly also felt across St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Grenada and its dependencies, as well as Venezuela and as far south of northeastern Guyana. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Gregston Seely, wishing you a very pleasant Sunday afternoon, what's left of it. Good evening.